12:00. Can you call the meeting early, roll call, please?
Ives?
Here.
Ingalls?
Here.
Dodge? Lemon?
Here.
McKernan? Messina?
Here.
Batano? Johnson? Green?
Here.
Okay, we're having the meeting today under extenuating circumstances. I suppose it's a plain rule, but we have two people at the table. We have Mr. Messina on speakerphone. He's read the documentation and all of that, so he's able to participate fully with us today and vote as well. We have people out of town, and we had a resignation this morning of one of our members, and Mike Patano will not be joining us in the decision-making process today. And we valued his comments in the past and his participation over the years. His expertise as a architect and a member of this commission has been a real benefit to many of the projects that we've considered that we're missing today, and I'm sure in the future as well. But we do have our quorum with this rather interesting arrangement, and so rather than try to cancel and reschedule everyone's lives, we thought we should go ahead with this procedure. Is there any objection doing it in this manner? Okay. That being said, we need to be in. Are there any comments on non-agenda items from members around the table or in the public? Okay. And those who are out here from the public had a chance to sign up on the speaking for the second project, is that correct? Okay. Commissioners, any comments from you as you? Steph?
Okay, just a few items. So Tammy is not with us today. She had a grandbaby, so she is spending time with her daughter, and her new grandbaby Lincoln was born yesterday. So I will be doing the staff reports today. The second item is that the porta-potty ordinance did go forward to Planning Commission this week, and they moved to approve that. It will go forward to City Council, and City Council is where it would get adopted, and so that would allow the seasonal use of porta-potties for seasonal commercial business. Clarify
that for this group. So. Those are my only staff comments. Okay, well, thank you.
You're welcome.
New business, then let's take it to agenda item number one. Bob Berger with the Crafty Project at 523 East Sherman. Do you want to walk us through?
Sure, yeah, absolutely. So this is the third and final meeting that has been requested for expansion of the existing parking lot that is directly behind Craft and Tap House for use for a beer garden and support structures. This would allow the former parking lot to be utilized for the seasonal beer garden and storage structures. The property is currently zoned downtown core. So this is the third and final meeting. I'll just quickly walk through this. I think most of you are, well, I don't know about members of the public, but we do have typically three meetings that a project would go through. And so this project is on the third meeting. And it's typically at the third meeting when a final decision would be made whether to approve it, approve of conditions, or deny. So today is the third and final meeting for this. It's to review the project based on feedback that had been given at the previous meetings and direction for design of the structure, as well as a site that they had received. The second meeting was held on March 10th, I believe. And so they're coming back today with revisions to the plan based on that input. And so the design considerations are basically looking at, does the project with the revisions comply with the design guidelines and the feedback that they had received? And we're going to be looking today at refined site plans, elevations, large scale drawings, some more details on the entry, street level facade, site amenities, and looking at sample materials and colors. So here is an aerial view of the property. It is right here. And here is Crafty Tap House. So the property is on Lakeside and 6th. Decision point, again, Rob Berger, manager with Crafted, is asking the commission for this third meeting to allow for the use that they're requesting. Design departures, there's only one being requested, and that is related to the roof line. We've asked to have this departure so that it can fit with the existing Crafted structure versus meeting more of the requested design guideline in the code. This would allow for them to have the flat roof instead of the projecting, what is this? Or I guess, yeah. Evaluation, again, is asking for that flat roof design similar to Crafted Tap House. The requested changes from the commission last time were as follows: to provide some additional landscaping in the parking lot to break up some of that, the asphalt, just so that it makes it more of a pleasing space and fits more with the design guidelines. Providing samples so that the commission could see how it would fit with the whole site in the context of the proposed structure, existed Crafted, as well as it's a pedestrian-oriented street on 6th. Provide samples of materials for the screening of both the Connex box, which is shipping container, as well as the service areas. And then show more details on the point of entry. So the entrance has been relocated, it looks like, off of 6th, so we'll get some more information on that today. Proposed materials, again, to the panels that would be used to screen the Connex boxes, the fencing, and then also the Norway maple trees would be provided within the beer garden area along with synthetic grass. And then I believe the design team, looks like you have some samples over there that we'll be able to have you explain in a minute.
Yep.
Okay. So discussion again, providing some more input feedbacks, you know, letting them know whether or not they have met the intent and purpose of the design guidelines, and if you have any other further direction for them on the project to bring it into compliance. So I'm going to hand this over to you guys if you want to talk through kind of site plan and the revised elevations and some more of the details, and I can show you where on here there's a little.
Before we do let me back up. I did make an error in procedure here. We should have approved minutes from a previous
meeting. I was about ready to say something.
Are there any corrections, additions, or changes that you desire in the meeting of the 10th?
Motion to approve the minutes.
Second.
Discussion? Those in favor?
Aye.
Aye. And they are approved. And so that's official from you. Thank you.
Thank you.
Now, Rob, you're going to do walk us through the narrative?
I'm going to do my best.
All right.
This little red one is
the laser.
Yeah,
okay.
Laser part, yep.
Perfect. Yeah, so the major thing that we changed is, and maybe I can get to this later, but is the fence. Around what we did is took the same composite siding, which I have samples here of two different, they're basically the same thing, just a different variation of the same sort of product. I like one of them better than the other, but we'll let you guys provide your feedback on that. But the fence is the same material as the siding for the structure, so you can see that in the drawings.
Just do that little. Forward. Yep, exactly. Okay. You can go keep going past if you'd like. There you go.
So this is probably a good shot of it. So this fencing is the same material as this. I think Jeff suggested that we rendered it up and we thought it looked great. So thought that might tie everything in. The other major change that we made. Is we added some of these three trees right here were not here before, so kind of took a little bit of the existing asphalt away. The reason the asphalt, we wanted to leave it there, was because of ADA accessibility, because this all needs to be ADA compliant, so that way we don't really have to rip out any, we can leave the asphalt that's there and be compliant still. So anyway, we added these three trees. And we also added this planter. I think we added it, or we might have rearranged it so that it fit with the entry. So the other major change is the entry. So the entry now, before it was, and I like it better the way it is now too. It was in the alley. Now it's off of 6th Street, so people will, I think, be able to, figure that out easier. Have one point of entry, and we can created a good, fun environment for people to come in and have some fun out there. Everything else is basically the same as what it was last time. So, any questions? You want me to go over these materials?
Yes.
Okay, so this one is they're both a dark gray color. This one is Trex Deck, standard stuff. This is a very similar product. I like the way it looks better because it has more of like a wood grain kind of, it has these kind of whitish fibers in there to give it a little bit more texture and depth, I think. The other good thing about this one is it's two-sided, so what we could do is we could, from a cost perspective, we can mill this down, cut it in half, and we'd get two sides from one piece, and then it'll also make the structure, at least for the on the building, it'll be lighter, so we don't have to really engineer it as well, because the stuff is, I mean, you can pass it around, it's pretty heavy. So same, virtually the same cost. This one's actually a little bit more expensive than this one, but I think it's a better product.
Can I see those?
Yep.
So the intent here is that this is the cladding, if you will, that gets applied to the connex box.
Exactly, yeah, so that's all the siding and stuff above.
But this is also the fence material?
Yeah, it would be the same material.
And the fence is kind of a louvered looking deal.
So I think the way, yeah, it's kind of confusing in the drawings, but there'll be a small space between each panel.
It's not flat, it'll be, it's kind of...
No, it'll be flat. It'll just be about a half inch gap between each panel, so there'll be, you know, some light going through. So,
how are you planning on attaching those? With face screws or using that clip system?
Yeah, probably screwing it in. I'm guessing we can. They have screws that are the companies make that are like the same color, so that you can't. It won't be stainless screws that you can see. I think it'll be. We'll try to keep them as concealed as possible.
I guess that's my only thing, is some screws could make that look bad.
Look pretty crappy, yeah. Yep.
Could look nice.
Yeah, they have stuff that, there's actually another product too that doesn't have this, I don't know what that would be, notch in it, I guess. It's just a solid piece. And this one is for, I guess, not using screws, and then the other one is for using screws. So they have screws that are available that are about the same color.
Do you mind flipping through maybe just a few of the other elevations?
Oh, yeah, for sure.
I think,
yep.
Just to give them kind of a little more context.
Yep, so these are just the elevations, floor plan. This is the elevation from Lakeside, looking down. Elevation from Crafted, from the alley, basically. This is looking at, these are images are kind of skewed, obviously, so they can fit on the screen, but so it's much longer than this, but would be from 6th Street, looking directly at it. This is from this is another change. I forgot to bring this one up. Originally, I can probably go here. So this is the back of the building from the parking lot next door. So originally, there was a the shipping container was visible right here. Josh Bohr, our designer, thought that it would be better if we just concealed the hold arm thing and tied it all in. And I think that was a recommendation that you guys made as well. If not, it can go either way. We'd be, you know, if you guys think it would look better with the shipping container scene, we can do that as well. But as it stands right now, it would be completely concealed. So, do you want me to explain each picture here, or rendering? Does that help?
I think we've seen them before.
You've seen them before? Okay. Yeah, everything is pretty much.
I think that change you made from the vertical siding that you had initially to the horizontal that's kind of cleaned up a bit. That was one of the suggestions that was made. I think it's up.
Yeah, I think the fence looks really pretty cool, and it's unique.
Where are your posts going to be on that? Well, I guess the whole structure. What's your structure, like behind the fence, one, and then around? Because you're not attaching that directly to the shipping container, right? You have a frame of some sort.
Correct. Yes.
Is that steel? What,
I think, so what we might do is wood and paint it black so you can't see it through the, yeah. It depends on, we're gonna have to have an engineer engineer it and whatnot, because like I said, this stuff is pretty heavy, and so if it'll pass engineering with wood, we'll do wood because it's cheaper and we can paint it. If not, we've talked to fabricators and they can fabricate some steel structure too, which if you use, you know, hot rolled steel, it's similar color as this, so it would all kind of fade in.
I guess my only concern on that is seeing it through the
through the
so if you paint it black.
Yeah, it would be pretty, yeah.
The gaps are very minimal too, so it's not.
Yeah, it's not a huge gap. It'd be, yeah, maybe a quarter or half inch, I'm guessing. So. Those are the lights. We use lights similar to the ones we have hanging on the patio at Crafted, just to kind of tie everything in. That's about it.
So we've seen this project for a long time, you know, and I think there's been some hard feelings initially because what was on the ground, folks disliked with some passion, and we've got through that and seen iterations of a plan that is, my opinion, you know, vastly improved, you know, over what we would see on the ground. Something that provides a lot of trees. I like the extra trees that you've added even in the planter since the last iteration. I think it's a nice complement to what you have out there now. I think it complements the architecture of Crafted. It is the industrial architecture, modern industrial aesthetic or whatever. So I'll also say that you know, the design guidelines, as you read through them, are largely geared to a classic building, you know, a Sherman Avenue building. And this isn't a building, you know, so, you know, it's a little bit of a leap of faith in here. In my opinion, there's quite a number of non-applicables, you know, with our guidelines, you know, location of parking lots, you know, massing doesn't really apply. That's the taller buildings. This isn't even a building or whatnot. But I think, in fairness to you all, you know, from my perspective on this commission, we've seen you kind of go through a knothole on this deal, and you know, there's been some struggles and whatnot. But you know, what we have here, some might not still love to death, but it's a huge improvement over what's there, and what's, you know, a spirit of fairness and a little bit of compromise and whatever here, and a recognition that some of these guidelines are a bit of a stretch to even apply. I think you've kind of nailed it, and then I'm very comfortable approving this. I'd make findings if it's, you know, the chairman's pleasure or whatever, but in my opinion, seeing this thing go through ups and downs, you've done everything that I think this group's asked you to do.
Thank you.
It's a big improvement from the Midas Muffler Shop.
Indeed.
A traditional Sherman building.
If you go back even that, even beyond before BC, before Crafted.
We have one other person, Mr. Magnuson. Anything you want to add?
No, I think Rob's covered it.
Okay.
Thank you.
I thought that might be the case, but I. Commissioners, what is your pleasure here?
Motion to approve.
No, second that.
Mr. Messina, any questions before we move to the vote?
No, I'm good, thank you.
And your concurrence, you want to Call the rule, call the vote.
You know, Chairman Ives, I've just got, Tammy asked to remind you, under the design departures, we've got some questions that need to be answered in the worksheet. Did you, John, do you want to go through that? Okay, the findings worksheet, that's after the staff report. It's page two.
Right after page 11 of the staff.
So as far as the design departure, there's one, and that has to do with the roof edge. And we've talked about that in accordance with 17.09.315, the criteria. The motion would be a finding that the departure does meet the intent statement, does meet the spirit and intent here, and the departure would not have a detrimental effect on the surrounding properties, and that the project does exhibit a high degree of craftsmanship and detailing and architectural design and quality materials and such, and that the proposed departure is part of an overall thoughtful, comprehensive approach to the design of the project. In fact, I think trying to add a roof edge change would diminish the project, not. So the departure is really of the benefit of the overall project. And so, and finally, that the project is consistent with the comp plan or applicable plan. All other criteria are either non-applicable or in conformance with the design guidelines.
Okay, and we have the two conditions, of course.
Yeah, the porta potty, that goes without saying, that's.
So the motion by Ingalls to approve this with the conditions stated, second by Linda. Are all of our ducks in a row?
Yeah, they are.
Okay. If we're all happy, let's have a vote.
Okay. Ingalls?
Yes.
Lemon?
Yes.
Messina?
Here.
Green?
No.
So the motion is 3-1, and that carries.
Right.
We will, can we defer the actual record decision until the other hearing is dealt with, so these people don't have to go through that process with
us? Sure, sure. Yes.
Because we can do that. So let's then, we'll hold the record of decision approval itself until after the first hearing for item number two, the project on Mullen Avenue by Dennis Cunningham to construct 5 one-bedroom residential units in the East Overlay District.
Thanks.
Thanks, guys.
Sorry.
Okay, so I could have brought that
to you. All right. So we move on to.
I have no question. Do you have no question? Okay.
Staff report.
All right, so this is requesting the first meeting, so early design consultation for construction of 5 one-bedroom residential units, totaling 7,710 square feet, and that would include 5 garages.
We need to make a correction to that.
Okay, sure.
It's 3,754 square feet living, and then 1,200 square feet garages.
Okay.
So a total of 4,954, I think.
Okay. Great, so we'll clarify that in the record. And the subject property is within R12, residential at 12 units per acre, but it also has the overlay district, the infill overlay east. And this is the number DR-1-16. So this is showing where the project is located. It's on Mullen, south side of Mullen, between there's 10th Street and 10th Place. First meeting is to gather very general information about the project from the applicant and then offer feedback to them in how the project can affect the design guidelines for this site and the structure. It's collaborative, and so the Design Review Commission will be working with you today to provide that information and suggest some design considerations for you as well. Can address basic form, orientation, massing, relationships to existing structures and sites, surrounding streets, sidewalks, and also how the building could be seen from a distance. So this, again, is aerial view. It's tucked in here right next to Trails Edge Condo, which is right here. So I'll just go through some of the existing photos, and then I'll hand it over to you guys to kind of explain more on the site plan and the massing. So, this is the actual site, so looking at the site from Mullen, looking south toward it, and this is the Trail Edge Condos here. There are two existing grand scale trees located within the street right away. Neighborhood views, we'll do some zoomed in photos on the next few slides, but the view looking west, view looking north from the subject property, and looking east on Mullen. So this is on Mullen looking east. This is looking west on Mullen. This again is the subject property here. And then this is looking northeast across from the subject property. So the subject property is closer to over here. And then this is the view from the rear, from the alley. There are no design departures that have been requested this time. And I should also note this project has had a project review meeting that took place on February 4th. And so they did get input from all the different city departments on what is going to be required in terms of the engineering and building department, fire, planning, et cetera. So I will hand this to you guys if you can kind of explain site plan, and then there's a few after this. There's the this one that is zoomed in view, so you can kind of walk through those with us.
Okay.
Red dot is the laser pointer.
I know this this meeting is kind of the first meeting, so we really haven't gone into a lot of detail as far as the architecture.
Thank you. That's helpful.
I understand that's to be the case. We do have some presentation that we've developed, but I realize they're not for this meeting, but at least if you guys want to take a look to get a little bit more of a overview of what we're intending. Basically, we've got 5 units, one bedroom, one bath, in a courtyard configuration. We intend to secure the courtyard with a gate and a trellis and plantings so that they have this common area in between all the units. The back 2 units, laser is, so this unit here and this unit here are identical, and they have an upper loft over the living area, just as kind of a bonus space, because these units aren't that large. I think the front ones are only 500 or 600 square feet. So
158, yeah, though it's more of a studio. We're trying to attract people that need a studio so they can work from home. So we're gonna do that in the two back units.
We're going to keep all the trees, just trim them up, clean it up, so, you know, kind of maintains the that old look. The fronts will likely be different colors, so they look up, you know, different units, and we'll do some plantings between this first unit and second unit here with probably a hedge, you know, shrub hedge, and then there'll be a trellis here as you enter this gated area. We're considerably shorter than the condos to the east of us. I believe we're probably about the same height as the condos to the west of us. So, and the only two-story section is just over this living area in the back. The rest of it's all one story, including the garages. So from a massing standpoint, we're quite a bit less mass than our surroundings. Very much kind of a cottage type of a approach to this. Yeah, any questions?
Can you explain site plan as well, because I think so this is a break that, so these two are attached, there's a break, and then these are all attached and there's a break.
Correct. There's actually, this is a little patio area between the units accessible from this rear unit. And then same situation over here, the entrance. They have a kind of a back entrance, basically. You know, they've got a front entrance and then a back entrance for the garage space. So and then this is a little fenced-in patio for this back unit. So we just try to incorporate a little bit of your barbecue or something, so they weren't all out of the corridor.
These right here kind of show that a little better than our application.
Should you guys see these?
Yeah.
I have a question for staff. What's the maximum density on this lot?
So it's, they have the FAR for this, so it's one, I believe, is if they, FAR with bonuses, I think is 1.0. So I don't know. You guys are at 53% lot coverage, I think. You're under the FAR that's allowed. And they're allowed to go 35 feet tall, and I'm sure they're well under that.
Yeah, we're mid-20s. Yeah. I can't read the dimension. It's so small.
Right. Yeah.
So it's a floor area ratio rather than by unit.
Correct.
And you guys are under your maximum,
yeah.
Which is unusual for what we usually see. Yeah. Why did you decide to do that?
Yeah.
We're trying to attract this. This is going to be a secured site.
Mm-hmm.
On the Centennial Trail, we want it to look accordingly.
Mm-hmm.
So we're more of an open space courtyard kind of builder instead of a maximize your square foot builder. They're going to be a USGBC LEED Platinum little development here. So.
And these will be lease fee. They can't do a condo plat at some point in the future because of that.
They could do, okay. I'm not sure how that would affect some of the departments. I don't know if that was discussed
we
at project review.
We can't do that here.
Okay.
We went through that. This is going to be straight market rate rental properties.
Okay. Yeah. So it seems to be well thought out.
And then the two massing ones, if you guys could talk about that on the next two slides as well.
So I did my best to scale that into the existing photos, but this condo is actually dug down, and they've got three levels, but they've kind of depressed the garages. So this is laid out with us at natural grade, so you can see we're above their garage space, but we're below their roof here. So I think it's a little bit hard to tell, but we're approximately the same height as the as apartment six to the right. Let me see what else we have.
With just the back loft roof line.
Yeah, true. You know, this two-story section is really in the back, and it's only over those living rooms. So it's not going to come to the street. Right, exactly.
Will the roof design allow for snow fluffing to come off?
There's a side yard setback on both sides.
Will it affect any of the spaces as far as the snow load coming off the roof?
No, because we're really not using those side yards as patios. So
our intention there is a 412 pitch asphalt shingle, 40-year roof. Just throw that out there.
No snow breaks though, or anything like that?
Not at this time.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
I think one of the things I'd like to see in this, we have apartments on Sherman at 8th Street. As it ended up, I guess, some trees that we hope to see stay, didn't stay, and not to get into all of that.
Well, these trees are staying. These are, we've actually designed this project around those trees.
Well, it looks like
we want them there.
Looks like the setbacks there are comfortable enough to, to where the excavations and such aren't going to interfere.
Yep.
And I think the sidewalks, they probably talked to you at project review about sidewalks, and I'm sure they're hammered, and they need to get redone. And as you do the sidewalks, even if you got to cheat things a little bit to keep from boogering up the roots, let's save those trees.
Yeah, they're an asset. I mean, we view them as an asset, so they're not going
indeed. And kind of like the previous project, there's a lot of these guidelines that don't apply. Screening of a parking, and a lot of non-applicables in the guidelines. But the fact that the parking is in garages and it's on the alley, I think is a good thing. It's kind of back there.
Yep.
That said, the only question would be, and I think I know the answer, but one of the criteria here is that you're to screen trash bins, and if these are individual units with individual garages, I assume there's not a community garbage bin that needs screening. I don't see it here, but the approach would be that each of these garages have their own little wheel tote, just like I have out in suburbia.
That's our intention for sure.
I think we could, let me see if I can get back to the site plan. I think these three units This area here could be used, you know, inside the courtyard. These two, we could always, you know, put a gate here and bring them back behind the fence.
Sure.
And that would probably work, so we could incorporate some hardscape here.
I mean, if it's a community 2.5-yard bin, rather than each person having a tote, be mindful that you're gonna have to figure out a way to screen it.
We really don't have the space.
I don't think we have room to pick it up, so we'd almost have to just go with the small totes, but.
Each of the five people are on their own, kind of thing.
Yeah. But we can go and incorporate these into the side yards here behind a gate, and then also in this area, we could always build a fence screen there to hide them, so.
Is that, so the only access now with this design is through the garages from the alley to the side?
From the alley, that's correct, yes.
Yeah, the two end go directly into their unit. And then the three centers go into the courtyard main. And then fencing on both sides of the garage structure, and then fencing across the front between the units keeps it that secure feeling.
Will there be lighting in the common areas?
Certainly. We're not sure there yet, haven't got that far in our thought process either. Some sort of low light, you know, baller type lighting, or maybe even some more architecturally pleasing like light poles, you know, at a small scale along that center sidewalk in the courtyard. So
in the courtyard, if someone comes in from Mullen, is there a gate there in front for pedestrian access?
Yeah, right there. Yeah, that's going to be a remote access.
Oh, okay,
you're so, need so just to get in there.
Yep. Somebody to let you in, a residence. Okay.
Be nice and private, secure. So mm-hmm. good for
Rick, you were asking about condo plat. So this is.
I was just curious if that was the long-term intent to.
Dennis is going to keep this property as an investment property.
Yeah.
Is it a PUD then? I don't remember what kind of plat is.
So it's just going to be, it's more like an apartment complex. It's just some of them are attached, some are detached. So
it's not platted at all.
It's one lot, one single ownership. So it's kind of an unusual.
One lot. Right.
Gotcha. Yeah. I was thinking they were for sale, so they're right.
Sort of a unique appeal, though. I think it would, especially with the snow murder, somebody like that wants to come for summer and not have maintenance the rest of the year.
Yeah, we're really excited about it. So we're doing something similar up on Davidson right now that was platted, just went through final plat, now we're in construction over there. This is a little more high end than that.
Well, I was just curious, we've had a lot of discussion on, you know, the PUD, 10% open space and usability and all of that. And if it were to go like a PUD plat, would have you created it such that you've gone through the numbers to see if you make the 10%?
True. Yeah, and they're not quite pocket housing either, but it could have been if it, you know.
That was our original hope, actually, is to do some pocket housing, which we're proceeding with on a piece of ground in Riverstone right now. Right. But we just don't have the space here for that.
Right, we don't need that.
So we're going to turn it into a nice high-end market rate investment property and keep it. Mm-hmm.
Do you have, though, amenities in that?
No amenities.
Center area?
Not yet.
Okay.
They're really not very big units for families. You know, they're more for the retired individual that wants to get out of their big house and move into something small and not have to worry about property taxes. Or, you know, we're really trying to target market to the professional studio type person, work from home type guy or gal. And they're too small for families, really.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, we're not going to discriminate, but the 558 square feet, I wouldn't want my kids in there.
But it's going to be landscaping, not hardscape along the pathway, right?
Well, we're going to have some nice stone or stamped colored patios here.
Okay.
And some sidewalk, but as much landscaping as we can get in there.
Okay.
So you've got an all drip system, really environmentally built correct. Well, we'd like to think anyway. Any other questions on that, or?
I'm gonna walk through the next few slides on the design guidelines. And
sure.
Okay, grab that.
Thank you.
meet you halfway.
Okay.
Tom, any questions from you that you're not able to see the visuals here, but
sure.
Is Tom still there?
Mr. Messina.
All right, so
Okay, you're still breathing. That's the important thing.
That's really what we wanted to know.
All right, so massing guidelines, while this is, you know, this isn't really a tall project, it's definitely, it's well under that height limit. We still have to look at the massing, and so this is for multi-story structures, and because this one does have two stories, or close to two stories for two of the units, you have to look at the top, middle, and the base, it's, you know, just to break up the building so it's not just one continuous line. And so top of the building is supposed to emphasize a distinct profile or outline with elements such as projecting parapets, cornices, upper level setbacks, or pitched roof lines. The middle section of the building is supposed to be change in material or color, windows, balconies, stepbacks, or signage. Again, just to show a little bit of difference between the sections of the building. And the base, to have a distinct base at the ground level, using articulation and materials such as stone, masonry, or decorative concrete. Massing guidelines continues. Also, you can define kind of the massing using the windows, details, canopies, bays, overhangs, or the masonry strips or cornice lines. So this is the first meeting. There's a second meeting that would be held, and they'd come back with more information to kind of address the design guidelines and whatever they hear today. And so these are some things that will be discussed next time. Talking about site plan with the major landscaped areas, parking, access, sidewalks, and amenities.
I have a question right there. Oh, I'm sorry.
Sure.
When you say not finished renderings, would you consider what we brought today not finished renderings? I mean, is that too much information for that, or what should we do there?
I think that what you've passed around would be probably appropriate for the second hearing.
And probably from different views as well, right? Would you guys want to see?
Yeah, sure.
From the courtyard and from the back, you know, so you can see all the different perspectives.
Okay.
Elevations of the conceptual designs for all sides, perspective sketches, and then conceptual models, if you can do that. And then these are the design guidelines for consideration for the downtown overlay east. Now, although Commissioner Ingalls mentioned, not all of these are really applicable just based on the type of project, but I'll let you guys kind of read through this list. These are also included in the staff report.
Here, for example, the screen of rooftop mechanicals is not going to be a factor for you, but if you're going to have external condenser units for the air conditioner, we'd expect to see how those are going to be dealt with, and you know, are there any enclosures or something of that nature.
That was a good comment, because we have those, so we'll be sure to show that.
I'm sorry.
Well, no, you're fine. So I think, so if any of those things that you guys can show on your plans, how it does relate to this, I think that would be really beneficial for the commission. So the action is that the commission today would be providing you feedback on the design and how the applicable design guidelines would affect and enhance the project, and then providing direction to you as you move forward to the second meeting, as well as any suggested changes.
Excellent.
The other thing we always want to do at the first hearing is get feedback from the people who are going to be your neighbors. And so we have a couple of people who have signed up and would like to comment about the project. So are there the comments from commissioners before I move on to that phase? Okay. Susan, is it Lang?
Mm-hmm.
Yes, you want to tell us what your thoughts are?
Well,
no.
After seeing the pictures and stuff, it's better than I thought it was going to be. Actually, I'm pleased that the yellow house is going away. Thank you. I think my only concern here is management of the facility and your rental rates. I mean, who's going to be in there? I guess we've had some issues with the yellow house, really big issues with the yellow house, and I just want to make sure that doesn't continue.
Well, our target individual is professional type people that work, maybe walk to town riding bikes. Not so much big families, like I said, they're kind of small units. for that one-bedroom unit. So as far as the maintenance goes, there'll be a maintenance company that takes care of the grounds.
But as far as getting in touch with someone who's in charge, you won't have a manager living in.
That's an important concern, I'm sure, and one that you need to be aware of when you go forward. But really, our body is just design elements.
And
so,
and that's why I mentioned that I probably didn't need to ask questions, okay. Because I knew they were kind of out of the purview.
Okay, well, thank you. Are there design elements that you're seeing that you...
No, I was also curious about where the...
The massing is okay and the location.
The compressors and all of that were going to go for noise also, okay. For us. That was the other...
Well, the units that we use are a Mitsubishi unit. They're very quiet. You will not hear them. And they're going to be screened in outside somewhere next to the unit. So I don't think that would be... We don't want our tenants to bother. And we've used this Mitsubishi unit on several other projects. So
okay, the other person is Gerald McClain.
Yes, that's the
all right, we'll come get back.
A couple comments, preliminary stage. Since the surrounding units on both sides are both over two stories high, was there an economic, a design, a building issue as to why you have so little two-story on your units? The other reason that I raise that question is, unfortunately, a lot of this lot has the alley on the south side, so the normal, ideal south exposure, look at the lake, that sort of thing, has garages there. Mm-hmm. Therefore, I am interested, is the garage roof line going to be as tall as most of the one-story part on the units?
Yes.
Because most of these units have no easy west or east sun exposure whatsoever, other than midday when the sun is extremely high, because the units on both sides, east and west, are continuous and two stories plus high. So is there a reason why you decided that there was just going to be a very limited two-story effect, especially in the units that are back there closest to the garages, where if they were two stories, unless you have an extremely tall garage, they would get a significant amount more light exposure and presumably sell for a higher price for that reason?
We're limited on parking as well. We can only have 5 bedrooms on site. Essentially 5 units, 5 1-bedroom
units. Okay, so the zoning limits you to 1-bedroom.
Yeah, I mean, it definitely, I think it's logical to put parking in the back rather than having a front of garages, okay. You know, on Mullen. So it just, pretty much just how, okay. The best design for the site that we can work out, but there's not much we can do about sun exposure being as we're sandwiched between two fairly tall units. So.
Again, the ones in the front, if they were two stories high, they might get some sun exposure from the south, as your ones that are self-contained are going to be. More or less, there is going to be a room in those two middle units that will presumably get sun exposure from the south to a higher degree than any other room units.
And I think the reason we put the second floor on the back units is, from a massing standpoint, rather than stacking it all up front, it goes back away before it steps up. So
if we did two stories in the front units, the trees would be gone. Okay. And like I was saying earlier, we designed
the
garage
around
keeping those trees because we think that's an asset.
Are the garages going to be flat roof or
they're slope. Just one, one.
Okay. So there's no intention for the second story units, which I presume are the bedrooms, to have access to the roof of the garage.
No, there's no flat or anything. And the second floor is just a bonus room studio.
Because I'm an ice plant, and I can climb out my bedroom onto the roof of my garage if I have any reason to. Unfortunately, unlike the first presentation, I don't have a beer garden there.
Well, on the back units, the studio area is not a bedroom. And we're not required to do egress out of there or any of that nature.
Okay. I guess the reason I raise that is in my unit, because mine is a centered unit, escape from the unit has three alternatives. I go out the front door, out the front. Sides are completely sealed off. I can't go to the sides at all. The back, I can go out through the garage at the main level, but I can also go out through the upper level bedroom if the bottom of my unit's on fire. I can go out onto the garage roof, climb over garage roofs, and escape that way. So I've got a pattern to escape.
Sounds like he had a plan.
A man with a plan.
Yeah, well, if you see a fire and there's a naked guy up on the roof. Now, the third aspect in this is most conducive to this, and I'm least likely to be overruled by the chairman of the committee as being out of bounds on the question is, if you've noticed recently, there have been several high-end single-family residences, including one immediately to the west of the apartment unit that borders yours, that is an extremely large single-family unit with a two-car garage and everything on a lot that I would estimate is close to two-thirds or more of the size of your lot. Now, the overriding feature I notice in all these three units, plus the ones that are going in the street further south of your alley, there's been some new units going in there as well. The overriding unit is the entranceways all seem to be porch and have a nice covering unit of the door entrance, more or less you walk up to a solid door. It appears you're going to have something similar to that there.
Correct.
Okay. Because, like I say, whatever reason, in our units, the developer of the ice plant spent a lot of money to make the entrance look great. Mm-hmm. The back is a garage, not so great. The front is street entrances to look great.
I believe that's one of the design requirements.
The other
as
thing
well.
I would commend you on is I think there's a chance that I'm not aware of anything that would allow you to forbid people with children to buy these units. And I think that sealed interior courtyard may encourage more people with children to consider this than you would think.
These aren't for sale, so you know, there is an element of control.
Okay, so this is intended to be a rental?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Okay, I don't see that in any of this literature, so I apologize for that. As a rental, you may have an even stiffer inability to restrict.
Well, like I said earlier, we're not going to discriminate against children.
So whoever the rental management is going to have to come up with some sort of guidelines as to the children's ability to use that inner courtyard effect. Now, granted, the park's three or four blocks away, and that may solve some of that problem. Okay. One more question, and this one may be inappropriate. Feel free to override me if it is. The inner units, if there were to be a fire in those inner units, the landscaping and the effect of these two berms between the other two buildings might be a possible alternative entrance point for the fire department other than the main gate entrance. Okay.
Well, if that
landscaping in there is too extreme, it's going to make it extremely difficult for them to go in. Again, those two middle landlocked units that don't have a street entrance, the only other access for the fire department other than through that front area is through the garages. And I don't know whether, like say, it may not be my purview to say, hey, maybe the fire department's already said, this isn't a big problem for us. We don't care if you've got, limited access to those two units.
Yeah, that's part of the planning first design consultation.
Okay.
So that's been essentially
considered.
Okayed. Okay. The fire department has no objection to what this proposes.
All right.
But thank you. So it's always good to think about the future safety of it.
At this point in time, until I see the actual outlines of the frontage of the maps, that's what I've got.
Thank you. Your comments are very helpful, I'm sure.
I apologize. I didn't know which camera you were on.
And, sir, are you on our list?
I'm not on there. I'm Randy Henley. I'm on there, but I didn't check the box. I didn't have any questions when I came in, but I do now.
I will put a yes by you. And Randy Henley, would you care to speak?
Yeah. I like the looks of this thing. What I'm concerned is we're in number 203 in 1010 Mullen, just right absolutely next to it on the second floor, looking right at it. So we were very concerned when we heard what was on the sign wasn't going to be what was built. We just purchased. We got about 2 months ago, and we have not moved in yet. We're going to sell our house before we move out of it. So I guess if there's a window looking back at us, I would think that's a deterrent to them, and it's a deterrent to us. I'm sure people don't want to look at me sitting in my living room any more than I want to look at somebody in their house. So I would just encourage you to consider that in your final plans, that maybe we can work together here or something?
Absolutely.
You know, the height concerns me a little bit. The house that's there now and the house that was in your picture on the wall there, or on the sign, what we thought we were going to get, is not very high, and we can see over and have quite a bit of sun and that kind of stuff. So okay. I'm concerned about that. But those are our two main concerns. We're thrilled that old yellow house is going away. It's not a very attractive roof. I guess my main concern is who's looking at me and
yeah. So you don't have to look at me.
We're literally going to be as far apart as you and I.
Yeah, okay. We'll definitely, I'll have to go out there, measure back and figure out where the windows
are. You're welcome to come
up
and
we'll place them somewhere. Yeah.
I'll give you a card when I leave and you can call me and come up and look at our site too if you want.
Fair enough, okay.
Perfect.
That is a nice offer. Quite honestly, I just went through a process this last 2 years. Had a neighbor build right next to the north of my place. We're both, I'm about a 10-foot setback, and his is about a 5-foot setback. And I invited him to come up to take a look at what he would see from my upper story. And he has been able to locate windows in such a way that I've never seen him at all in the year and a half he's been there now. And I've not been seeing any binocular reflections from his window. So I'm assuming it's worth pretty well. He did bring a bottle of wine when he came to visit, and that was appropriate, but not necessary. But being a good neighbor and part of the sideline is certainly an issue when you start getting close to them. I did note that there's a 5-foot setback on both sides, and so you're getting close. And the same thing probably holds true on the other side with the fourplex that is there existing. So certainly be thinking about that as you bring in some things for next time. And, look at that as well.
Yeah, those are good comments. We didn't really consider that in our layout, so we'll take a
harder look at
that stuff. Thank you.
Well, and window treatments and whatever you want to do is part of that as well. Tom, any questions from you, from the distant connection?
Can I have one more question? Is the garage an ability to have two cars, or is it strictly one car garages?
One car.
Is there enough room for storage in there as well?
Well, very little.
If your tenants tend to accumulate things, like
my wife
and I do, where are they going to put it? Because my garage, kind of garage, has excess space after the car put in.
Yeah, they're not going to give up a lot of space.
Okay.
Did Tom have some?
No response from Mr. Mercier?
Delayed response.
So, silence is consent, I assume.
I'll wait.
You're good. Thank you. It's even better to have a voice. Okay, anything else? Other comments from staff, commissioners, public? What are your pleasure, gentlemen?
Motion that we move this to a second meeting with the expectation that the issues brought forward from commissioners and the public be considered, and we'll look at that another time. For the record, I'm a minority, but I hate to see the yellow pig go away. That's a joke.
Is there a second?
I'll second that. Okay.
Discussion on the motion?
I want to see more is materials, which is for next
meeting.
That's
for third meeting. So.
Yeah. That's
sure.
I think it's a.
Yeah, more it's detail good. Next yeah. time, and certainly take a look at the design guidelines for the overview east, and think about the comments you've had from neighbors and others today, and we look forward to see. I'm assuming those in favor.
Aye.
Aye.
Opposed.
Aye.
Carried. Yep, motion is carried. And that brings us to a customary motion.
To adjourn.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Motion to adjourn.
How do we go about scheduling the second meeting?
Didn't we have to do some on the...
Yeah, but I thought we had to...
Oh, yeah, we need to, oh, that's true.
Go back to the design record decision, so, okay.
We will need to get your information, kind of resubmit that, and we'll have to do, notice all the people that attended today that signed up to receive information, so...
So is there another application that we get while we're here to...
No.
There's not another application, you basically just, yeah, go back to the drawing board, just revise whatever else, give us a little more detail, submit that to us, we'll get to the meeting schedule, make sure there's quorum, find a date that works, it'll be on a Thursday at noon, and we'll make sure that works for your team.
Submit directly to, do we submit to Tammy?
Through Tammy.
Yes.
Tammy would be the contact point for that.
Excellent, we can do that. Thanks for all the...
Thank you, Jones.
Thank you.
And Commissioner, we need to go through a decision of record then for the crafted project, so we should join you on page number...
Let's see.
Two.
The first part, page 11 of the crafted staff report, the findings are right after that, so...
Okay.
Name is familiar to some people.
Yeah, you know, he can't really hide.
Yeah, he was hurting.
Okay, do you want me to go through this, or do you want to jump on to it?
So with respect to the design guidelines, I think the first one, location of parking is a non-applicable. Screening of parking lots, non-applicable. Parking lot landscaping, not applicable per se, but in the spirit and intent, they're kind of creating a flat sort of space. One of the things that we've had some dialogue about is increasing the planting in the flat open space, and that's been done. Sidewalk usage is as portrayed in the design in conformance with the guidelines. Curb cuts, not applicable. Screening of trash and service areas is away from the right of way and screened per the guidelines. Lighting intensity is in conformance with the guidelines. Gateway is not applicable. Maximum setback creates usable public space per the guideline. Orientation to the street is a bit of a stretch because it's kind of geared, the guideline is geared to a building, and this is a facility, if you will, but the orientation of the plaza, let's call it beer garden, is in the spirit and intent of the guideline. The entrance, again, it's, I would say, quasi-applicable in that the entrance is, the guideline appears very oriented to a building per se, which this is not, but the entrance to the plaza meets the spirit and intent of the guideline. Massing is not applicable, and massing talks about taller buildings, not applicable. Ground level details, again, are primarily oriented towards a building. One could argue that they're not applicable. However, this commission has had some dialogue with respect to the detailing down to the materials of fencing and conex box cladding and such that it meets the guideline. Ground floor windows not applicable, weather protection not applicable. Treatment of blank walls is an area that we've had some discussion, and the outcome is in conformance with the guideline. Screening of parking structures not applicable. roof edge is a deviation, which we worked through the worksheet there. And screening of rooftop mechanical equipment meets the design guideline. That do it?
We got a couple more.
No, next edition.
Yeah, I had two more.
Hang on.
Oh, we're just getting started.
Unique historical features, not applicable. Creativity of individual signs. The signage incorporated in the design is in conformance with the guideline and in effort of trying to keep compatibility or mirroring what's there and crafted already. It's kind of blending with the next door architecture.
And then the design departures?
Well, we talked about the design
departure. Does meet the intent? The departure will not have a detrimental effect on nearby properties?
Right. We crawled through that.
Yeah.
So whatever we said before.
The proposed departure is part of an overall thoughtful approach. So those things are being done?
Yes.
And the proposed conditions are that the porta potty ordinance be adhered to as it is approved by the council and the listed here to the site plan as proposed. The motion was by Ingalls to approve with conditions. Seconded by Lemon. And a roll call, please.
Messina? Messina?
Yes.
Ingalls?
Yes.
Lemon?
Yes.
And Green.
Is this for the voter roll call?
This
I
is
voted
for
no.
The, this is for the decision.
No.
I voted no.
Okay, 3-1.
Are you 3-1?
Mm-hmm.
All right. Thank you so much. Now the testimony.
You want to know why? Oh. No, you want me to adjoin the meeting. I make a motion that we adjoin this design review meeting. This April
14,
2016.
Who seconds?
Second.
Okay.
Those in favor?
Aye.
Okay, thank you so much.
Thanks, Tom.
Thank you, Tom.
Thank you. Aye.
Get better.
Yeah, feel better.
You said nothing really foolish.
Thanks for not bringing your germ.
I know, right? I felt so bad. I was like,